This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Most Colorado companies are still letting employees work from home due to the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
About 87% of the state's businesses have full or partial remote work options. That's according to a survey conducted this week by the Colorado Chamber of Commerce. Roughly one-third of those surveyed said they are allowing all or most employees to work remotely full-time. The results suggest companies are taking a tougher stance on social distancing than the state demands. Offices were allowed to open at 50% capacity in May. More than half of survey respondents said remote work had no impact on productivity. The survey included roughly 50 businesses of varying sizes and industries. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett wants to make sure there's access to masks and encouragement to wear them. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Bennett is co-sponsoring a new bill that would require the federal government to use all authorities, including the Defense Production Act, to manufacture, procure, and distribute masks. The bill would set aside $5 billion for the effort. He's also introduced a bipartisan resolution to encourage Americans to wear masks when out in public. Bennett says the science is clear. Wearing a mask significantly limits transmission of the virus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 100 degrees in Grand Junction, 86 in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Denver, 78 for Vail. Slight chance of thunderstorms for the Front Range tonight.